This is the sixth day of the retreat, just in case somebody doesn't know what day we are and has lost track of time, which happens a lot on retreat, which can be a great thing. It's part of the richness of retreat to not need to know. So it's the last full day of the retreat. And just in case some people know what day we are and stuff, it can have an effect of we suddenly move out of here and start thinking about going home and what it's going to be like and, you know, the good sides of telling people about our retreat and all the obstacles, the difficulties of coming out, and, you know, all of this. So it's just to say, to invite you to take full advantage of this last day of retreat and to use the, you know, the accumulated warming up of your meditation that you'd be doing all week. You know, it's like now everyone's cruising, hey? So to really just cruise for another day, and tomorrow will be tomorrow. We can let tomorrow be tomorrow, and we'll organize things and talk about it all later. But just, you know, when we feel that we're moving away and thinking about tomorrow and everything, just go, yeah, yeah, I've seen you tomorrow. Okay, okay, but now let's come back here and be with this now, if you want. So I'll guide us in a meditation now. And I know sometimes in beginning meditations, it can be confusing to know where to put your focus. And so it is good to decide at the beginning of the session, when you're in a silent session on your own, without guidance, and to use mindfulness to feel into what's the good, what works for you, what's the good focus place. So obviously not to be flitting around too much, and to know when to just drop something and go, no, I won't do that, I'll try another way. Something else that's been offered as tools, and to stick with that for a bit. So here we'll begin with just slightly moving from side to side. So subtly moving, so that we feel that elasticity of the spine. And so subtly forwards and backwards, feeling the pelvis movement. Just to find where is the middle, where is the central axis for us to be sitting. Equally on both buttocks. Where is the comfortable place for your head to be balanced on top of this pile of pebbles strung together called the spine? So that your neck isn't straining. There's a perfect spot for your head to be. Often it's with the chin a bit forward, a tucked in chin, a little bit tucked into the chest. to find that easy place of balance so we're not forcing. And just feeling exactly where the right place is to be for you. Whether we're sitting more backwards or more forwards, with a slight curve in the bottom of the spine. Where is it best for you? To be able to relax the lower belly, to be able to relax, the top of the spine, where a lot of tensions gather. So knowing this way for yourself, of looking for the right place for you. It's part of the first maybe 5 minutes of meditation, is finding that good spot. So being in this spinefulness, some mindfulness of where your spine is. And just feeling the eyes now, if they're clenched shut or just lightly, so lightly, just closed, almost not closed, but not quite. So there's a gentleness there in intention. A gentleness in how we're setting out on this journey, this one session of meditation. Allowing the face muscles to relax, like bringing some softness now from the no need to try too hard. From the knowing that there is no right or wrong way, that meditation is so alive, that each meditation session is always unique and has its own flavour, and is always worth celebrating. Just that we've come here, there's already an effort to come and sit down and be willing to be here. This is already a wonderful thing. So we can allow a softness towards ourselves, maybe a smile. Maybe the smile isn't even how we normally feel smiles on the face. Maybe it's in a smile in the lower belly. Or a smile behind our eyes, even though they're shut. Just bringing this softness, this friendliness towards oneself from the facial muscles down into the rest of the body, like a warm spreading Like, why not? Why not be friendly with myself? If you're going to be friendly, if you're going to be good friends with anybody in this life, a good start is to be friendly with yourself. Even to be your own best friend. If you can, connect with some warmth towards yourself. And the loosening of any setting oneself against other people's standards, just the loosening of that not mattering where we place ourselves in respect to other people, just a belonging in friendliness in oneself. Where we don't need to feel less than others or more or anything in regard. We can just be friends, best friends with ourselves. And the rest will flow. And is there a place in the body or a feeling in the body, a sensation of friendliness somewhere without being more precise than that? Just a sensation of friendliness that you could tap into now. And dwell there, and be there for a little bit. Could be a whole feeling, or just in a precise location. Could be a whole feeling sensation, or a whole atmosphere of friendliness, or a precise atmosphere, a precise thing somewhere. It's not necessarily a precise location in the body. It could be a kind of general feeling, like the weather. Something we can't quite name, but has the flavour of friendliness. And warmth, and okayness towards ourselves, and safety or some other word that works for you. Word, place, feeling, sensation. And sinking into the texture of that. Like in a big, comfy room full of soft cushions, supporting us, and so gentle. But all sharp edges just drop away, dissolve into the ground. And just sitting, relaxing into this stillness, this equanimity, this balanced steadiness that we're carrying with us, everybody, somewhere inside, inside our feelings, or inside our body, or both, carrying this steadiness with us. We can always relax back into and resource ourselves. and so gently asking now, what's happening now? Like opening our awareness a bit wider. So from this stillness, opening awareness to whatever's arising from inside, from outside, or what we call inside and outside. Like an opening to that, a curiosity of what's happening now. This can be anything from slight tension in right shoulder to light mood, sunny mood, to anything, to sound on the motorway, to whatever is arising into awareness. There's an opening there. So it's very different from hopping about from one focus of meditation to another. Because here we're just widening our awareness. To whatever is there. And then practicing some curiosity, inquiry, investigating. What's arising in awareness? Or just letting it arise and pass away. And this is part of mindfulness practice too. To be, in a sense, deciding. Sound arising, letting it go. Or, sound. How is the contact with the sound? How is the contact with the tension in the right shoulder? So there are natural enlightenment factors in our mind. And the first one is awareness. Establishing awareness. And the second one is inquiry, curiosity. So like diving in deeper into being curious about a pleasant sensation or unpleasant or neutral. These are natural qualities that we have. That can be very useful in meditation. And out of meditation, formal meditation. Establishing awareness. What's happening now? And a sense of curiosity. Is this the moment to look deeper into this, whatever's come up in awareness? The Buddha suggested we always investigate for ourselves to have our own experience. To not believe or rely just on other people's words, but to try it out. So this is the inquiry factor, curiosity. And the last factor for today, anyway, this is the third one. There are seven factors of enlightenment, but we'll do three today in this meditation. The last one is energy, or effort to know if we need to apply a bit more effort. If we need to look for some more energy inside us. Or if we need to put less energy in, tone it down a bit, like we're trying too hard. but to feel into that, into our energy levels in the body, mind, feeling. Heart, body, mind, whatever we want to call it. This friendly type of awareness is just letting the sharp edges fall away, like rounding off the corners. So there are no sharp angles. Just letting those drop away. From this friendliness generated in ourself, naturally residing. And in that, just what's happening now. There's a floatingness in a way. Without floating away from here. and in this broad awareness, the asking of what's happening now is so gentle and soft and undemanding and unjudgmental. Almost like we're saying to ourselves, dearest one, what's happening now? We've been pulled away by some thoughts, some train of thought, just too gently. Come back so kindly, without being critical of our distraction moments, just gently coming back to what's happening now, dear one. We can dedicate this practice now to ourselves as a gift, as a best friend to ourselves. We can also share it to all living beings. May they also be best friends to themselves. May they find peace and harmony. Thank you for your presence.